Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is December 2, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about OKEx CEO says exchange updating procedures to prevent repeat of withdrawal freeze issue. XRP led November's crypto bull run with 169% gain. Bitcoin sees record number of active users as price almost hits $20,000. Dusk Network takes around 10% stake in Dutch Stock Exchange. First mover, short shrift for XRP tokens 169% price surge as traders obsess over Bitcoin. 1inch raises $12 million to keep up with DeFi's growing crop of DEX aggregators. Ukraine's draft crypto bill passes first parliamentary hearing. Introducing valid points, the risks and rewards of staking on ETH 2.0. Now let's get started. OKEx CEO says exchange updating procedures to prevent repeat of withdrawal freeze issue. Jay Howe, CEO of Malta-based cryptocurrency exchange OKEx, said his firm has taken steps to ensure the issue that caused a freeze of over 5 weeks in cryptocurrency withdrawals cannot recur. In an Ask Me Anything AMA session, a transcript of which was published on Wednesday, Howe said the incident led the exchange to make several improvements in our internal processes. I think that the incident highlighted several very important points. It exposed some weaknesses in our internal processes, which we are now steadfast in correcting, he said. The CEO stressed that user funds had never been in jeopardy and that OKEx maintains backups of the crypto private keys. He didn't explain why they couldn't be used in this incident, however. On October 16, OKEx was forced to halt withdrawals due to one of the key holders being held by authorities and cooperating with an investigation. The exchange managed to resume the service on November 27, with OKEx saying the keyholder had been released and had not been involved in any wrongdoing or illegal activities. In the AMA, Howe acknowledged the issue was harmful for the company and that trading has dropped as a result. He further apologized to customers for the uncertainty, inconvenience and stress caused by the event. XRP led November's crypto bull run with 169% gain. As Bitcoin dominated headlines in November with its rally toward an all-time high, one of the most prominent alternative cryptocurrencies, XRP, quietly jumped 169% during the month to top the performance rankings among digital assets in the CoinDesk 20. The move left XRP, minus 5.38%, the payments token used in Ripple's global payments network, up 225% in 2020, versus the older and larger Bitcoin's 165% gain. XRP has a market capitalization of $21.4 billion, a fraction of Bitcoin's roughly $350 billion. The frenzy in XRP may be driven by a looming airdrop of free Spark tokens to anyone who holds XRP, some digital markets analysts told CoinDesk last month. There's also the possibility that some first-time cryptocurrency buyers are unaware that it's possible to buy a fraction of a Bitcoin divisible up to the eighth decimal, instead of a whole token. For the novice investor, XRP, currently changing hands at 62.3 cents, looks a lot cheaper on a price table than Bitcoin's $19,087. As the digital asset space has seen renewed interest in the second half of 2020, a new wave of investors are looking for ways to get exposure, said Brian Mossoff, CEO of the publicly traded Canadian investment fund Ether Capital. Ripple appears to offer exposure in their portfolio, and a quick Google search may result in some users believing XRP is cheap and likely to become a product banks utilize for cross-border settlement. Stellar XLM, -4.87%, another payments token founded by Ripple co-founder Jed McCaleb, was the second best performer in November among the CoinDesk 20, gaining 153%. It's up 313% on the year. For comparison, Bitcoin rallied 40% in November while Ether, the native cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain, rose 56%. Ether Capital's Mosoff, for what it's worth, says he's skeptical of XRP's gains. Ripple has struggled to gain widespread institutional adoption despite years of effort, Mosoff said. Bitcoin sees record number of active users as price almost hits $20,000. As Bitcoin continues to set new price highs, its network is also seeing record-breaking user activity. As of Tuesday, there were 432,451 active entities wallet clusters controlled by a single participant that sent or received funds in a 24-hour period. That's an all-time high, according to data provided by blockchain analytics firm Glassnode. The previous peak of 410,972 was registered on December 9, 2017. The number of active entities has been increasing steadily since the halving and signifies a large increase in network adoption by participants, said Matthew Dibb, co-founder of Stack, a provider of cryptocurrency trackers and index funds. Bitcoin underwent its third mining reward halving on May 11 of this year. Since then, the number of active entities has increased by 70% and Bitcoin's price has more than doubled to nearly $20,000. The cryptocurrency printed a record high of $19,920.53 on Tuesday before falling back. Bitcoin was trading around $19,130 at time of writing, representing a 1.7% gain on the day. While Bitcoin's price gains have been relatively sharp over the past 8 weeks, the number of active entities has charted relatively steady growth. While the metric has breached highs not seen since 2017, it has done so gradually without bubble-like growth, Dibb told CoinDesk. We take comfort in this when correlating address clusters with forward-looking price action. Analysts consider increased activity as a bullish sign. When there's greater usage, there's more demand for the cryptocurrency, and that drives the price up, Philip Gradwell, chief economist at blockchain intelligence firm Chainalysis, previously told CoinDesk. The number of active entities rose to multi-month highs in early September, despite the multi-week sideways price action in the range of $10,000 to $12,500, signaling a continued increase in adoption and warning of a price breakout. The rise in activity to record highs suggests Bitcoin's rally is sustainable. Our expectation is that this metric will continue to rapidly outpace previous highs as Bitcoin breaches through $20,000, Dibb said. Dusk Network takes around 10% stake in Dutch Stock Exchange. Security token platform Dusk Network has become a shareholder of a Dutch Stock Exchange for small and medium-sized enterprises (SMEs). Announced Tuesday, Dusk Network's share acquisition in Nederlandse Participatie Exchange (NPEX) follows a partnership period where both companies developed pilot projects to further financial product innovation. A representative of Dusk told CoinDesk the stake was around 10%. As reported previously, Dusk has plans to tokenize shares for thousands of SMEs in the Netherlands and the Benelux region. NPEX said in the announcement it brought Dusk into the fold to help digitize and grow its platform. "We want to accelerate our growth and contribute more to the sector," said NPEX CEO Mark van der Plas. "Especially during the pandemic, we see a lot of demand for better access to finance and investing technology plays a vital role in this." Dusk also sees the share acquisition as a strategic move, one where joining forces with NPEX will help innovate the financial sector. "As partner and shareholder, we have developed pilot projects to digitize NPEX's services and infrastructure," said Jel Pohl, managing director at Dusk. Our prior experience enables us to quickly add value to the platform in the EU, using our technology. According to the companies, the tokenization of digital shares will allow for transactions and trades to be conducted on the exchange in smaller quantities. Dividend payments and expensive processes resulting from shareholder meetings can also be automated. The initiative also aims to reduce the cost of alternative methods of financing, which in turn could attract larger investments. The Dutch exchange operates a multilateral trading facility license as a self-regulated financial trading venue under the stringent European legislative framework known as MiFID II. First mover, short shrift for XRP tokens, 169% price surge as traders obsess over Bitcoin. Bitcoin was higher, in an indecisive-looking market swinging between about $18,300 and $19,300. Prices have failed to push higher after surging to a new all-time high of $19,920 earlier this week. Expect additional short-term volatility, Katie Stockton, a technical analyst for Fairlead Strategies, told CoinDesk's Daniel Kari. In traditional markets, European stocks slipped and U.S. stock futures pointed to a lower open as lawmakers discussed new economic stimulus measures and traders awaited new data on U.S. jobs growth during November. Gold strengthened 0.7% to $1,827 an ounce. The 10-year U.S. break-even rate, representing inflation expectations as implied by bond markets, rose to 1.81% on Tuesday, the highest since July 2019. Market moves. As Bitcoin dominated headlines in November with its rally toward an all-time high, one of the most prominent alternative cryptocurrencies, XRP, quietly jumped 169% during the month to top the performance rankings among digital assets in the CoinDesk 20. The move left XRP, the payments token used in Ripple's global payments network, up 225% in 2020, versus the older and larger Bitcoin's 165% gain. XRP has a market capitalization of $21.4 billion, a fraction of Bitcoin's roughly $350 billion. The frenzy may be driven by a looming airdrop of free Spark tokens to anyone who holds XRP, some digital markets analysts told CoinDesk last month. There's also the possibility that some first-time cryptocurrency buyers are unaware it's possible to buy a fraction of a Bitcoin divisible up to the eighth decimal instead of a whole token. For the novice investor, XRP, currently changing hands at 62.3 cents, looks a lot cheaper on a price table than Bitcoin's $19,087. As the digital asset space has seen renewed interest in the second half of 2020, a new wave of investors are looking for ways to get exposure, said Brian Mossoff, CEO of the publicly traded Canadian investment fund Ether Capital. Ripple appears to offer exposure in their portfolio, and a quick Google search may result in some users believing XRP is cheap and likely to become a product banks utilize for cross-border settlement. Stellar, another payments token founded by Ripple co-founder Jed McCaleb, was the second best performer in November among the CoinDesk 20, gaining 153%. It's up 313% on the year. For comparison, Bitcoin rallied 40% in November while Ether, the native cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain, rose 56%. OneInch raises $12 million to keep up with DeFi's growing crop of DEX aggregators. Decentralized exchange DEX aggregator OneInch has closed a $12 million funding round led by Pantera Capital. Other backers include ParaFi Capital, Nima Capital, Launce Hub Ventures, Spark Capital, Gumi Cryptos, Blockchain Capital and angel investors Josh Hanna, Kane Warwick and Alexander Pack. OneInch plans to use the funds to build new products, CEO Sergey Kunz said in a press release. The funding round comes as the field of DEX aggregators basically, front ends for optimizing trading across the top protocols in decentralized finance, DeFi, has grown increasingly crowded. The deal was structured as a simple agreement for future tokens, SAFT, Kunz said through a spokesperson. We have recently released version 2 of our protocol and there are several more products in the pipeline, which we'll reveal soon, Kunz said in a statement, promising to come up with solutions that will really make a difference in the DeFi space. The V2 includes a new API, dubbed Pathfinder, which 1inch says provides better routing between DEXs and supports 21 protocols, ranging from Balancer to Mooniswap. The algorithm is capable of packing, unpacking and migrating collateral tokens from Aave and Compound as part of the swap path, 1inch said. Paul Vereditiket, a partner at Pantera Capital, said 1inch is providing users with powerful routing and trading infrastructure behind the scenes to get them the best rates. When asked how 1inch stands out from other DEX aggregators, Alex Larson, the general partner of Blockchain Capital's venture funds, said the firm has a bold vision to build the first vertically integrated DeFi platform. We believe they are well positioned to continue their leadership in DEX aggregation and expand the depth and breadth of their product offerings across DeFi markets, he told CoinDesk in a Telegram message. 1inch launched in August after raising $2.8 million from Binance Labs, Galaxy Digital, Greenfield One, Libertas Capital, Dragonfly Capital, FTX, IOSG, Launce Hub Ventures and Divergence Ventures. The company also joined the liquidity mining frenzy started this summer, announcing its own farming program with 1INCH rewards for people committing tokens to WBTC, USDC, DAI and USDT pools on the Mooniswap DEX. According to spokesperson Sergey Maslenikov, the 1INCH token launch is waiting for a bunch of audits to be completed. The startup was co-founded by Kunz, previously a software engineer at the carmaker Porsche, and Anton Bukov, a former smart contract developer at Near Protocol. The funding round follows a handful of others in the DEX aggregator space, most recently a $3.1 million round in Slingshot led by Framework Ventures. Ukraine's draft crypto bill passes first parliamentary hearing. Ukraine's legislative effort involving cryptocurrency regulation has had a successful first hearing in the nation's parliament, the Verkhovna Rada. After being discussed and given the initial thumbs up by lawmakers Wednesday, the draft bill on virtual assets now has two more hearings before it can become law. If that happens, Ukraine will join the still short list of nations that have put in place dedicated laws regulating cryptocurrencies. The country was named a global leader in crypto adoption by blockchain analytics firm Chainalysis in September when citizens were actively using crypto for savings, investment and cross-border trade. Things were not completely smooth for the bill during the parliamentary hearing. Some lawmakers decried spending time on virtual assets when there are more important issues besetting the Ukrainian economy. However, in the end, the bill received 229 yes votes out of 340 and passed this first stage of the legislative process. The bill defines virtual assets as a set of data in electronic form, which can be an independent object of civil transactions, as well as certify property or non-property rights. The law suggests not considering virtual assets as legal tender in Ukraine. The document singles out virtual assets backed by goods or services, suggesting they must be taken out of the market in cases where the backing ceases to exist. The ownership of virtual assets is considered as being the entity holding the private keys, unless they are held with a custodian, forfeited by the court decision or acquired illegally. Virtual assets would be regulated by Ukraine's Ministry of the Digital Transformation, and crypto service providers must register to be able to operate in the nation. Firms must provide information on ownership structure and beneficiaries, as well as ensure they don't facilitate money laundering and are diligently protecting users' personal data. The Ukrainian crypto community sometimes finds itself at a disadvantage on global trading platforms. For example, in September, Bittrex temporarily stopped serving users from Ukraine, along with Belarus, Burundi, Mali, Myanmar, Nicaragua, and Panama. The exchange did not give specific reasons, citing only the current regulatory environment in the affected jurisdictions. The Ministry of the Digital Transformation believes introducing a clear regulatory regime would encourage crypto businesses to work with Ukrainians and open shops in the country. The ministry drafted the bill in collaboration with Ukraine's crypto community, although some members are vocally opposed to the very idea of crypto regulation. Introducing Valid Points, the risks and rewards of staking on ETH 2.0. It's alive. Welcome, everyone, to the first edition of Valid Points, CoinDesk's ongoing effort to chronicle the evolution of Ethereum 2.0. You can sign up for the newsletter here. Today we're commemorating the launch of Ethereum 2.0, which marks the beginning of Ethereum's live transformation into a proof-of-stake blockchain. The new blockchain is said to be several times more efficient, scalable, and secure than the current decentralized application network. While Ethereum 2.0 will take years to build out fully, its first phase of development, Phase 0, is now officially underway. With the activation of Phase 0, there's a new use case for Ethereum's native cryptocurrency, Ether. It's called staking. What is staking? How does it work? What is the risk-reward profile of using Ether to stake on Ethereum 2.0? These are a few of the pressing questions that we'll start to unpack over the next several months. We'll also discuss the ramifications of Ethereum 2.0 development on the growing decentralized finance DeFi ecosystem, as well as on the competitive landscape of smart contract blockchain platforms. Our newsletter, chronicling the progress of Ethereum 2.0, beginning with its launch, will go out every Wednesday. To support our coverage of the network, CoinDesk will be staking its own funds, 32 ETH to be exact. The goal: deepen CoinDesk's editorial coverage of Ethereum 2.0 and gain an unvarnished perspective on the next major iteration of the Ethereum blockchain. To that end, we'll also be donating all proceeds from our staked ETH to charity. There is a total of 900,129 ETH, roughly $532 million at time of writing, staked on Ethereum 2.0. That is 66% above the initial target for network launch. With more than enough funds and user participation to secure network operations, Ethereum 2.0 has successfully worked through its first epoch, meaning it has worked through its first cycle for creating and processing new blocks. As of 22:58 Coordinated Universal Time on December 1, a total of 100 epochs have been finalized through the participation of 21,291 validators. Validators can be thought of as the equivalent to miners on Ethereum who are responsible for securing the network and its data. Active validators on Ethereum 2.0 are, on average, earning 0.00403 ETH per day, or $2.36 per day at time of writing, for their participation on the network. This amount will likely decrease as the number of validators on the network rises. Each day, a maximum of 900 new validators can be onboarded to Ethereum 2.0. There are approximately 6,200 validators in the activation queue as of Tuesday waiting for entry into the network, and the CoinDesk ETH 2.0 validator is one of them. Read more on the status of our ETH 2.0 validator below. Charting new frontiers. If you had invested in Ether on January 1, you'd be up 364% to date, according to the CoinDesk 20. And while that's impressive, assets built on top of the Ethereum blockchain have seen even greater gains this year. Take, for example, this DeFi blue chip token. YFI Robo Hedge Fund Yearn Finance's governance token that didn't exist a year ago is up 2,300%, per Messari. Overall, the DeFi asset class is up 456% year-to-date against the dollar. But not all were lucky. Lending Protocol Compound's token comp dropped off a cliff after a very productive summer, down 55% year-to-date. Hits and misses with Ethereum tokens, and DeFi in general, may have some investors looking for more stable returns, particularly ones with less software risk. Which takes us to Ethereum 2.0, also known as Serenity, a proof-of-stake (PoS) blockchain promising stable returns on ETH deposits. Stake it, baby. The proximity of DeFi summer and ETH 2.0's launch makes the pair a relatively straightforward comparison. If you have a DeFi coin sitting around, you're more than likely to have some Ether. Luckily for DeFi traders, the niche industry's first bear market coincided with Ethereum's relaunch and subsequent reward distribution. APOS Network, ETH 2.0's rewards are denominated in Ether and adhere to a distribution curve dependent on participation and average percent of stakers. A lot of Ethereum developers like to compare it to a bond, although this bond's expiry relies more on GitHub pull requests merging on time than a corporate clerk mailing out checks. When annualized, rewards per epoch, a period of time during which transactions are proposed and validated by token deposits, are competitive against some DeFi project rewards. Indeed, ETH 2.0 staking rewards start at some 20% for early stakers. They will continue to drop as more validators join the network to between 7% and 4.5% annually. For comparison, a snapshot of DeFi yields from more trusted projects shows yields sitting around 5%-7%, according to DeFi Rate. That's not to say you can't still find higher yield, but you do take on software risk, which has determined the fate of many a DeFi project this year. ETH 2.0, risk and reward. Staking is risky as well, complete with different trade-offs from DeFi. Not only can your initial deposit be slashed for failing to keep up with the network, but hidden software risks still exist. Each ETH 2.0 validator has to choose its own specification to work with from five different teams that programmed ETH 2.0 in various languages. Those specifications could have exploitable flaws, regardless of how smoothly testing went throughout the second half of 2020. That's one reason staking rewards are set so high by developers. Some clients, moreover, were late to join the deposit contract party, leading to investors missing out on early high-yield opportunities. For example, Prismatic Labs had breaking changes in its final implementation of the ETH 2.0 spec. Unfortunately, the client was not ready until after the deposit contract was filled up. Eager validators, including CoinDesk, are in queue for validation but will miss out on at least the first week's juicy rewards. Staking in ETH 2.0 also means your Ether is locked up for months to years. You can look at it, but you can't touch it. Secondary markets might be able to address concerns around the lockup period, however. For example, Coinbase Chief Product Officer Surajit Chatterjee announced yesterday the intention to create a market for staked Ether, also known as Beacon Chain ETH-BETH, in a blog post. It'll be interesting to see how liquid a BETH market becomes compared to other tokens, given the inherent counterparty risk associated with staking. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.